T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If you'd be more specific, let's just talk about the ones that you're talking about, so to help me out.
2 errors, 3 wild pitches, pass balls.
Yeah, wild pitches, pass balls. The pass balls, I think I don't want to speak out of turn, but I think Diaz has a thumb issue right now, because I saw him take his glove off and kept shaking his hand, so that could have as much to do with it as anything. The wild pitches are just balls getting away. The errors, they're something we've tried to deal with periodically all year. We had another workout again today, team fundamentals. So we're doing what we can to do it. Guys got to go out and play the game and make plays. We haven't done it. When you don't do it, it obviously doesn't help. So way too many free 90s today. Exactly. I'm with you.
What'd you think of Steven?
Below average command today was his biggest problem. I mean, he had 8 3-ball counts on the day. The number of pitches, 96 and 5 1/3. So that challenged him. Not a lot of swing and miss. He's had more in the past with 2 walks and 2 strikeouts. He went out there fighting. It just wasn't sharp all over. Everything was a little bit short.
What does Wainwright do so well? You look, his numbers don't jump off the page, but it was such an efficient outing. What was he doing well?
You know, that's the beauty of what we talked about earlier today. He knows how to pitch, number one. It's the art of pitching. And he had a curveball that throttled us all day long, especially the left-handed hitters. And he can shape it. He can drop down, throw it from different angles. He's evolved throughout his career. For some of you guys that haven't been around, he closed at one time. He's been an elite starter. Now he's a pro. And he makes pitches. He reads swings. The combination of him and Molina, that experience, those two combined, it's one of the more experienced batteries in baseball and still effective. Still very effective. It's not the same guy. However, there's games where he's putting out the same results he did 10 years ago pitching.
I feel like they made an adjustment after that first inning. You guys got some good swings off. Marte and Bell there right in the row. I feel like they made an adjustment on you guys at all, just game of progress?
The curveball came into play more. And, I mean, we did some good hitting. When Marte can take a ball and carve it down the first baseline for a triple, how many times have you seen that this year? You know, and then he's the one guy that hit a curveball in the right field, and his lifetime numbers against Wainwright are probably on the other side of things. So, you know, it was a nice night for him. However, as the game went on, the initial read, I figured out he went to a different plan, and, you know, he spotted the fastball, the changeup. He got some swings. I don't even think he threw that many strikes, but the curveball was the equalizer. There's not many curveballs thrown in the game. He's got a very good curveball. He's got one of the best curveballs in the game, always has. And you get a guy like that pitching in that rotation with all those other young guys, I mean, it's an opportunity for to learn every time that he goes out and you watch him work. Our guys watch him. Because there's been 2 different games here where it looked like we had a chance to move him, and he stays in and goes 5, he goes 6, he goes 7 tonight, you know. And the last inning, I think he threw, 5 pitches in the last inning. So... I tipped my hat to him for a long time now, you know, but he's been tough, a tough competitor for us to find a way to beat.
Well, we watch you guys every day go, not every day, but a lot of days go through the basic fundamental stuff, you know, EFBs, top to bottom, and then something like tonight happens. Do you find any, like, what's your best thought or theory as to why that stuff maybe doesn't transfer into a game or where maybe breakdowns occur from what you guys are doing on that?
Again, I think you got to look at the individual cases. We'll look at the location where we're set up. Were there cross-ups involved in the wild pitcher pass balls? It may be something you've considered or something you never thought about. That can lead to it as well. If a guy's dealing with an issue, I don't know. That could lead to something as well. We all know Bell's had some throwing errors. So when that happens, is that an outlier for you, or is that something you've seen? I mean, we're working on it to try and get better. So I think you stay, you work with them one at a time. And it's kind of like the fact that I don't think frustration from our part is going to help them at all. They're trying to work through it. Nobody wants to go out there and play poorly and not do their job. There comes a point in time when not doing your job, though, can affect other areas. When you're on defense, you focus on defense. We've talked about every pitch ready. We've talked about pre-pitch thought. We've talked about those things. We're practicing those things. After that, guys got to go make plays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.